Hey everybody, I'm Tom Dorsey.
I'm David Clark.
And I'm Tommy Doyle.
And it is
January the 8th.
I was about to say June, January. Well, June feels like June because it's 40 degrees outside.
It does feel like June.
Feels like June 8th. No, it's January 8th. But coming in today, I'm thinking I got to break out my shorts. By the end of the week, we are going to have high 60s.
Yeah.
Cookout weather.
Sandals
shorts weather,
shorts.
Sandals.
Right, yeah, sunscreen.
This is a welcome to the mid-Atlantic state. You have like single digits all last week.
Oh, it's freezing as all get out. I mean, even with minus, and you don't see that around here. I mean, it's just, we're not used to it.
I got snow stuck to my car still. I can't even ice it off.
Even my back, in my back room that I put on, designed for cigars, like a jungle room. And it's got its own heater, got its own air conditioner. That's on electricity. It can't handle the temperature outside.
When it gets really, really cold. Yeah.
When it gets so cold, it can't handle it.
You gotta get a generator, man.
I have a generator. But you don't use generator. I mean, this is working, but it's having to pull in electricity.
Okay.
To keep it livable.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But we'll have warm days here coming soon. So that's what we'll find solace in, that's for sure.
You look at fuel, let's look at oil for a second, and oil is doing extremely well. If you look at CL forward slash, I mean, why aren't we long oil, Tommy, in commodities? You're my commodity guy.
The oil broker.
I was long heating oil, but I couldn't stand prosperity, so I took a trade just when it's getting down.
When it's just getting down a little.
Oh, my Lord, look at oil. So when you think about oil, here's an interesting situation. The dogs of the Dow is something that I do every year. I've got two separate accounts. One, I typically write calls against the dogs of the Dow as an income-producing account. And another one is just owning the dogs of the Dow. And that was a very profitable trade last year. This has a high probability of success. Two of the stocks that are in the dogs of the Dow, I'm going to restrict them.
Check them.
Is CVX and XON. They're not on there, are they?
No.
We're good.
Okay. So CVX, XOM are two of the dogs of the Dow, which means they're high yielding, they're oil type stocks. CVX has a great looking chart.
I was about to say.
And you would wonder why it would be the dogs of the Dow, but they take the highest yielding stocks, take the five lowest price of the highest yielding, and it's in there. Look at the chart.
Yeah, that CVX was one that never went into a negative trend with the rest of energy last year. So it was really interesting to see that. It was a long, hard pullback to watch. But reversing up in July, and it's just been headed higher ever since.
So for me, if I look at that chart, I would set an alert right now for a pullback closer to the middle of the bell curve.
And really, I think about that 120 spot.
Yeah, I think you got.
Bucks,
I think you got
great entry point.
So you have that dogs of the Dow kicker with it. You've got a high yield with it, and you have oil that looks just fantastic. If you pull that oil chart up, you want to own oil.
You are not wrong there. It's kind of interesting because, as we, you know, this week and on into the end of next week, we're doing a lot of our quarterly reviews and things like that. And the reason we sort of jumped on oil right then and there when we started this video was the fact that commodities itself was the best performing asset class in Q4 last year. And ultimately, that positive performance led to commodities, the asset class, being the third best performing asset class for the year. So, and a lot of that's been attributed to that energy rally that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Base metals has definitely been a strong portion within, or strong sort of subsector within commodities. So copper, we were looking at that chart a moment ago. That looks really good. Palladium, I thought, was
platinum,
in there.
Yeah.
Platinum, things like that. I mean, those base metals are still holding up really well. But you've seen this resurgence out of energy that's really allowed the commodities assets class to have something other than base metals to really help it from sort of that absolute and relative standpoint.
Yeah, you're seeing it improve and gain signals in Dolly. While it hasn't gone up out of that four ranking, we're going to be watching that this year to see if it's able to get closer to fixed income in the third spot. And you're also seeing it on the asset class group scores page, which is also under that indicators tab. If you look at all 134 groups, you're seeing energy, natural resources, and commodities within the top five in score direction, meaning that they are improving off of a score trough in the past 6 months. That's up there with things like the Middle East, India, and the Pacific Basin, and industrials on a U.S. sector standpoint. So we are seeing improvement in the near term, as well as improvement that we saw throughout Q4. So that is something to watch.
Well, and it's interesting. You brought up Dolly a minute ago. Looking at Dolly right now, it was last week we took a look at that, and it was about 25 buy signals.
Yeah.
Now it's 19 right now. So at least now what we're talking about is the distance between fixed income and commodities right now. So that number 3 and number 4 ranking asset class within Dolly. And last week, yeah, it was about 25 signals. And this week we come in and we're at 19. So, you know, it continues to pick up signals, continues to be an asset class that we'll need to monitor. But, you know, those base metals and the energy space.
You could see a change this month.
Okay. Here's one of the things. If I was back in production with our models, the way that I would do it, let's say a customer called me up and said, Tom, I'm interested in oil. What should I own? I would go into our oil sector model, and there are 5 stocks there. And I would look at those 5 stocks. You may not even know any of the names. The names may not make any difference to you.
Right.
I don't know 4 out of 5 names, but they're there for a reason, because when you look at all of the oil sector stocks, these are the 5 with the most positive relative strength.
Right.
And that's where I would look. I would look at household goods also. If you look at household goods, you're going to see a list of 5 stocks that I would have no problem owning.
Yeah, and this is a portfolio, one of the stock models on the website, so it's going to seek to own between 4 and 6 stocks at any time, depending upon the model. And it uses a relative strength matrix to pick out the highest relative strength stocks to own, and you're seeing oil service, you know, building, all of those things do quite well, and this is kind of a way to plug and play off the shelf, add some equity exposure into your portfolios.
Household goods would be another place that I would look.
Right, yeah.
Household goods, there's 5 names there. I happen to know one of those, this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention the name because we'll restrict it.
Yep.
But
well, and a few of those are restricted already.
We'll
hold back on that. But no, you've got a good point, though, about those household goods as well as the home construction kind of area as well. They fared well during this past quarter, and they've really held up nicely. I mean, for the home construction perspective, one of the ETFs that I've kept an eye on is the iShares U.S. Home Construction ETF, symbol ITB, mm-hmm. Indigo Tom Boy. That chart right now, it's almost near perfect score, 6 at 5.97. I mean, just gorgeous, wow. Straight rally in 2017. I mean, it's been solid.
Up like an F4B Phantom.
I think that, didn't that make one of the quarterly lists, the top performer?
It did. I believe it, let me take a look back here. And I believe it was, for the quarter, it was the top performing sector.
Mm-hmm.
Let's double check that there.
Well, here's one of the things, while you're looking at that, here's one of the things that you can do too, is like if you look at, go to the model page and look at all model. Well, nobody does anything with that, but all model takes all of our models, they're the sector models, puts them into a matrix, and you take the top 3. The top 3 are computer monitored portfolio, household goods monitored portfolio, and internet monitored portfolio. So what do I do then? Let's say you have a customer who likes to own equities. You're going to go into each one of those models and own the 5 stocks that they're in there. Mm-hmm. So you'll own 15 stocks in an automatically run portfolio that has a tremendous track record.
Mm-hmm. It's like the stock model.
Yeah, the stock model is, well, that one has a lot of activity.
It does.
The stock model, you've got to be prepared to make a lot of changes. So you'd have to be probably at a wirehouse, like a Merrill Lynch or something, to do that where you...
Or do it only in like IRA accounts and stuff like that.
Well, somewhere you're not going to be deemed a commission.
Right.
Because there's a lot of changes there.
Yeah.
Not so much in the all model. There are some changes throughout the year, but not like it would kill you if you were an RIA. And you have a ticket charge. But these are some of the things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at that all model, and I'll take those 15 stocks and put it into I do it at Folio Advisors, where I can just do the whole folio at one time and execute twice a day through a window. But there's so much information that you can glean from these models. It's absolutely amazing, and I think a lot of people don't do it. So go to the model page, hit that, and come down and look at them, and you can see exactly what transactions took place last year, right? This was sold, that was bought. There's always a buy and a sell together,
right?
As a general rule. So, to me, it's beautiful. That's my go-to page, is the model page.
Well, it's the brickyard, like you always call it. It's the brickyard. You look to build the foundation in a house, and you go to the brickyard and start pulling your bricks out and laying the foundation for your portfolio.
Take, for instance, one of the portfolios that does extremely well is Morningstar's 401k retirement.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of those because they make it public information. Put it into a matrix, and you buy the top five.
That one's using FundScore.
FundScore. Okay, yeah, great. Correct. Got to have the millennials here. These guys know it all. FundScores. Yeah. Okay, do the FundScores. Mm-hmm. The returns are great on that model.
They are.
So I could go right in here and say, I'm going to take Morningstar. They've already made the decision fundamentally what should be there.
Right.
We make the decision on the FundScores what should be in there. Mm-hmm. Put the two together. You've got an interesting portfolio.
You
right there, that's auto
playing with both hands.
That's right.
To talk
exactly
about a lot of times.
And that's one of the mutual fund models. So if you're on the website, if you go into the models tab, there's a section for mutual fund. But if you don't see that on your subscription, that's because you need access to Team Builder. So you can give the office a call if that's of interest to you.
Yeah, it should be of interest because every one of these models are of interest here. And you'll see these mutual fund models, which many of you still are dealing a lot in mutual funds. This mm-hmm. is right in your wheelhouse.
Well, and that's where we find a great use out of a lot of them is for advisors who still find themselves with 401ks being a big part of their business. I mean, taking their client's plan, line up, and then plugging it in and picking funds based off of fund scores. I mean, there's a nice process. You have tangible reasoning for why you're making buy and sell decisions. I mean, yeah.
And that's important today.
That's important yeah. today.
That's important today, a tangible reason
is.
At
yeah.
the end of the year, yeah.
No more of these, I had a gut feeling about it. Gut feelings aren't going to go through anymore. So
no,
we need
anymore.
To have, the more rules-based we can be with any of these strategies, the better off we'll be as we move forward with anything related to DOL, honestly. So that's always a big help. Always a big help.
Yeah. Anybody got anything else?
No.
All right.
We covered quite
products
a bit.
Page?
The what?
Got products page.
Oh yeah, that's new.
One of the new things that we just came out with this week that Darren Long was working very hard on and Tristan in technology is putting together a products page. So we used to have under the welcome page accessing DWA strategies. We've now since put a products page button in the top right of the screen next to the symbol box. And it just says products, and if you click on it, it will show you a breakdown of ETFs, mutual funds, managed accounts, and UITs. You can then click further, say you wanted to look at all the ETFs that we are responsible for, that we have launched. You'll find the ETF provider and what kind of breakdown they fit into. So whether it's international, whether it's U.S. sector. So if you're looking for a Dorsey Wright product or a Dorsey Wright strategy that is in an ETF form, that's the place to go.
Beautiful. That's nice. Great addition. One more thing. On Wednesday, we're going to do the podcast. It's going to be crypto.
Crypto.
Again, we're talking about cryptos. If you missed the MusiCoin, Tristan wrote MusiCoin up. Very interesting. Go back and look at, I'm not sure what date it was, but it's maybe
it
Monday?
Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, last week.
Really interesting article on MusiCoin. And for those of you that have people who are in the music business, they got to read this. Yeah. And so we're going to be talking about some other things on crypto. Interesting. It's something that everyone has an interest in. So we'll see you...
last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
Was when we released.
Last Thursday, yeah. Okay.
Yep. January 4th.
January 4th. Look at that and read about MusiCoin. We're going to have others in there. We're going to be covering them all. So any questions, give us a call.
All right.
See y'all.